to get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the bow and pull. When your car was stuck in the mud or the snow, you'd ask somebody to get his car behind you and give you a
push.
If you carried a very heavy suitcase for a long distance, instead of saying, "I carried it," you'd say, "I
lugged it."
If some children come into the house and start playing with the things on the table and you're afraid they're going to break something, you'd say, "Don't you
touch it."
If you needed a hammer, you'd say to me,
"Come bring me a hammer."
Playing tag, what is the tree against which children can hold their hands and be safe?
Base.
You throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
I threw the ball and he
caught it.
I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught any.
Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
After you have discharged him, he might want to come back to you and ask you to take him on again. He says, "Just give me
another chance."
If a man is in a very good mood, you'd say he is in a very good
humor.
If you have hired a man who keeps on loafing all the time, you might decide to discharge him, and you'd say to a friend of yours, "I think I'm going to get
rid of him."
He didn't know what was going on, but he
acted as if he knew it all.
If someone stole your pencil, which is what is a slang word you might use?
Swiped it.
I had forgotten about that, but now I
remembered.
And you might say to me, "Well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure
don't remember."
You say, I have just
written him a letter.
And I expect an
answer.
You put the letter in the envelope and then you take your pen and
address.
I want to write to someone. Do you know his
address?
If a little boy has learned something new, for instance, if he has learned to whistle and you want to know where he has learned that, you ask him, "Who
taught you that?"
When are you going to Miami? Right now, where?
We're fixing to go next Wednesday.
If a little boy has done something naughty and a little girl saw him do it, the boy might say, Now don't you go to mother and
tattle.
If you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you go out into the garden and
pick flowers.
If something happened that you expected, predicted, or afraid was going to happen, for example, a child hurting himself while doing something dangerous, you might say,
"I knew it."
That's the book you
gave me.
I'll
give it back to you when I'm finished, because you have given me so many other good books to read.
I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We haven't gone half a block when it
began to rain.
Why are you out of breath? I was feeling so happy I
ran all the way home.
If you don't know where a man was born, you might ask, "Where does he
come from?"
He
came in on the train last night. He's come to our town every month with his goods. I saw her outside a few minutes ago. You can't get through there. The highway department's got their machines in and the roads all tore up.
You give somebody a bracelet and said to her, "Why don't you
put it on?"
My sister
did that.
If you're sitting with a friend not saying anything and all of a sudden he asks you, "What did you say?" you'd say, "Why, I said
nothing."
Then you'd say, "Oh, I thought you said
something."
I've never heard of
such things.
If you've lived in a town all your life and somebody asks, "Have you lived here long?" you'd answer, "Why, I've
always lived here.
I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since."
It wasn't an accident. He did it
on purpose.
I don't know. You'd better
ask him.